The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. The government data shows, it's multiple government data, not just one, but shows bodies of dead babies and children are piling up, folks. They can't hide the body count. It's not possible for them to hide it. We've said the all-cause mortality how many times, or the excess deaths are going to prove how bad this vaccine is. So it doesn't matter if people try to mock and say, oh, you guys blame all these different deaths on the vaccine. Well, the bodies have piled up, and it's clearly the vaccine. It can't be anything else. You have to assume it is, unless they can prove otherwise, which they can't because they know it is. So they don't address it. They don't talk about it. This is the government's own data. Let me stress this again. This is the government's own data. In any other period of time in history, folks, if a vaccine were to damage or kill this many people, it would immediately be pulled off the market. But what has the United States government's reaction been to the data that shows this is the most dangerous, evil vaccine, deadly, awful, injuring, destroying people's immune systems vaccine scientifically ever seen and undeniable that it's happening? Their own data shows it. And do they pull it off the market? No. What do? They say, let's make it part of the school requirement. Let's make it so that you can't go to school, and let's jab little kids. Let's get all the kindergartners who are going to start school. Let's make them take this, even though there's no need for them, and we're vaccinating them for what? The COVID-19 isn't a threat to them, so there's absolutely zero need to give it to a child, yet they want to. But we're conspiracy theorists when we say they're actually wanting to depopulate the earth. Folks, you can't conclude anything else other than they want people to die. It is literally impossible to conclude anything else. There's nothing I can conclude other than that. Because if they didn't want people to die, when they saw the data from VAERS, their own data, especially when they saw the V-safe data that we got a FOIA request and got that data out with a 10 million sample, and 4 million basically out of the 10 million had adverse events happen to them. It was something like that. There was all sorts of data. This is off the top of my head, but I think it calculated to like 20.2 million people had to be hospitalized, I believe, after getting the vaccine, had to seek medical attention of some sort after being vaccinated. Folks, you're talking about millions upon millions upon millions of people. 88 million adverse events is what I calculated the V-safe data to be, I believe. 88 million adverse events. I'm saying that wrong. It's worse than what I just said, because if I say 88 million adverse events, that could be less people. It's 88 million people experienced an adverse event, not 88 million adverse events. The adverse events are in the hundreds of millions, probably. But this is from the V-safe data, the government's own app data that they use when people were getting vaccines. They registered to use this V-safe app to follow what's happening to these people. That data, when you calculate the percentages from it and say if 262 million people were vaccinated and this is the percentage out of 10 million that had an adverse event, that's how I got to, then that shows that 88 million people have had an adverse event, and that's the CDC's data, their own data. Now, any reasonable person would say, if they worked at the CDC, oh my gosh, this should have never been approved. We can't do this. we've got to pull it off the market. You wouldn't sit at the CD and say, well, oh, wow. VSafe shows 88 million people had an adverse event. 88 million people in the United States alone has had an adverse event, according to our own CDC data, our own app data. You know what? Since we know that, let's jab children. Let's make the let's put out some more PSAs and make sure people get your booster. And you think they don't want people to die? You can't conclude anything other than that. And it is because, A, they can make a ton of money. Yes, they've made billions killing people. So killing people is lucrative. It makes them a lot of money when they kill people with vaccines. Secondly, they think they're saving the planet. Well, it's survival of the fittest, the planet. These people are breathing carbon dioxide. And they eat meat, you know, and they like to eat hamburgers at McDonald's and stuff. And that means cattle has to be out there. And we all know cattle is killing the planet, right? Right. We got to get rid of cattle. But if we get rid of people, then they won't be demanding to eat at McDonald's. And then, you know what? It's the number one cause. People are. You wouldn't have all these cows if you didn't have the people. You wouldn't have all these cars driving around polluting the earth if you didn't have the people. Remember, Bill Gates gave a whole presentation on this. He was showing you what, you know, here's why we have so much CO2. We have all these equations, but the very first equation is people. People are the problem here. And look, the population's going to go up, but with vaccines, we might be able to reduce that population. He really did say that in 2010. Anyone can look it up. I played it on my show. This came to my mind. I would play it for you right now, except for I didn't grab that cut. But I wouldn't say it if it was a lie. Bill Gates did give a presentation about how people are the problem and then talked about reducing the population, basically, through abortion and vaccines. And it was in 2010 when he said this. And lo and behold, Bill Gates is like the number one guy funding all of this stuff behind the vaccine. The guy who gave a presentation in 2010 who was worried about the population and CO2. They're not hard to figure out, folks, because they tell you years and years ahead of time who they are, what they believe. They believe that the earth is dying because of people. They view people as a cancer to the planet, basically. And they think less people is better. But it also gives them more power. The less people there are. More power, because the less people there are to control, the easier it is to control them. So they see it's all win, 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 win for them, because they're blinded spiritually and don't care that they're destroying the whole world. And they think somehow it's going to be good for them. They don't realize they're going to their own destruction as well. They don't. That's what's amazing to me. I don't understand how you could be that dumb. But they are. They're some of the stupidest people on that has ever lived. You haven't seen a whole group of people who are rich say, I'm super rich. You know what we should do? Look, at America has provided wealth throughout the entire world. Let's destroy that for power. Because I already have power and I already have money and everything is so good. I don't know what to do with my life. So let's just get evil and kill people. Yeah, wait, if I do that, they never do the wait. They never look at the consequence. If I do that, actually, then I can't go out to eat at a nice restaurant, and I can't fly in a jet plane because no one's going to be making the fuel for my jet plane, and no one's going to be working at the restaurants because the economy is going to collapse, and my whole life is going to be crap. They can't think that far ahead to realize everything they're doing is leading to their destruction. It truly blows my mind. This is truly a spiritual warfare. They are demonically deceived. And what do demons want? They want the human race to kill itself. And these people are not only killing other people, they're killing themselves. And the demons jump up and say, wow, you know, we've been trying to get the human race to do this for a long time, but we didn't have morons like Bill Gates. Bill Gates is considered a wise, smart man in the world today. Do you know Bill Gates is one of the stupidest people on the face of the earth? He pushes things that will destroy the world completely. Anyone who pushes policies that will end the world, You're a moron. You can't be smart. And remember, he's not smart. He's not Steve Jobs. He didn't invent anything. He didn't invent Microsoft's programs. He bought the DOS system. He bought it from somebody. His mom was connected to IBM. All he did was have money. He went and bought it, presented it to the IBM, and got a contract. He didn't invent it. He didn't do jack squat. He didn't invent Windows. Xerox invented the Windows technology. They just didn't realize what they had. All you could say Bill Gates has done is he's good at taking advantage of people. That's what he's proven in his life. He's very good at taking advantage of people, and he has no conscience. So he can take advantage of people and make millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. You could say that about Bill Gates. And that's what he's doing here, taking advantage of people and killing them with vaccines, but he's making money while doing it. So he's evil, vindictive. It comes across as like he has some sort of smart, some sort of, it's not that though. He has no conscience. So he's just capable of doing things that you would never do. He'll cross lines you would never cross for money. And that's why, and so he's been rewarded by the world system who runs that, Satan and demons. They have rewarded him for that. But he'll stand before God one day, and God will show Bill Gates to be one of the biggest fools who have ever walked the face of the earth. If you admire Bill Gates, you don't know who Bill Gates is. You are a blind person following a blind person. Bill Gates is one of the most blind people we have ever seen, spiritually and wisdom-wise. You can have book smarts and be a fool. You can do good on tests. All that is memorization. He can memorize things. They can tell him, you're going to have a test on history and a test on science and a test on mathematics and whatever. That's just how good you can memorize things, reading out of a book, memorizing it, and learning how to do it. That is not wisdom. That is not living life. That is not making wise actions. That is not someone that can lead people into prosperity. No, it's none of that. All right, I'm done. That's a big rant on Bill Gates. Let me get to some of the data that was shown on InfoWars. Take a listen.
Since 1990, this is a bar graph that I have in front of me. Since 1990, stillbirths and miscarriages as attributed to a vaccine reaction. Now, if you look at this bar graph, and guys, you can just either, yeah, dot cam this. Now, what do you notice here? Well, there's a significant anomaly, isn't there? Since 1990, the last 2 years are skyrocketing when it comes to miscarriage and stillbirths caused by a vaccine. In fact, if you combine every year, if you combine 2020, so basically if you combine 30 years of data, 30 years of vaccine adverse reaction data reporting a miscarriage or a stillbirth, and you combine those 30 years, it doesn't even get to half of how much we've had since the COVID-19 vaccine is out. And in fact, hey, would you actually go grab my graphs over there just to make that point? I did this. This is probably like almost a year ago now, maybe. Let's actually pull it out for time's sake. This is like a time capsule that we have. I did one of these graphs to just show you how absurd this is. This is like, yeah, you can just put them in the front there. And let's get that on the big camera here too, because folks, this is like, I make the sports analogy all the time. The record for most home runs in a single season, let's say, is 70 home runs. I think it's like 72, 73. So let's say the single season record for home runs in a season is 70 home runs. And now somebody just hit 770 home runs. That's what it's like with the adverse reaction. So these are charts from 2021, actually, in front of me. So these are actually a year old.
Yeah, let me pause it there. The graphs that you just saw and how they spiked up. Understand, that's VAERS data. So the CDC, the FDA, they all know what the vaccine has done. It doesn't even matter the numbers, because VAERS doesn't give you accurate numbers. It gives you basically 1% of what's going out there. That's what a lot of people say. Steve Kerr says whatever you find on VAERS, basically you have to times by a factor of 41. So times it by 41. So like when you see 30,000 deaths, it's actually way, way more. It's in the million something. I forget what it is when you times it by 41. I could do the math, but I don't want to because I anyways, you have the VAERS data showing what has happened due to the vaccine and any other vaccine that even did a tenth, not even 5% of what this vaccine has done, it would be pulled immediately and be considered the most dangerous vaccine that was ever pushed on the population. If it did 5% of what this COVID-19 vaccine has done, it would be the biggest disaster of all time. And yet, I'm talking, and I'm not exaggerating, I'm serious, 5% of what this has done. So when it got to right away that 5% of what it's already done, as it just started to climb, they should immediately have been, whoa, look at, we're already getting stuff in that's way worse than we've ever seen before. Let's stop it right now. But they didn't. Proving they never intended it to be anything that they said it was intended for. That's what it proves. Everything they have said to you about the vaccine and everything they said their motive was for the vaccine, proven that it's all been a lie. Because if what they were saying was true, it wouldn't even be on the market. No one would be allowed to ever get it. They can never go back because they will end up in prison. They can never say, yeah, we were wrong. Because they weren't wrong. The vaccine did what they wanted it to actually do. That's what you also have to conclude. Because it's gone this far and now they're pushing on children, that's not, oh, we made a mistake. If you see all of this awfulness and then you say, let's make it a requirement for kids to go to school, that's not, we made a mistake, but we got to hide what we did. That's, man, this worked, but it didn't work well enough. It didn't do enough. We need to damage more people. Let's get some PSAs out there and let's tell people to get the booster. That's what they're doing. They are saying this didn't go far enough. They are disappointed that millions have died and not 100 million people have died. I have to conclude that because any rational person wouldn't push it more. When you're pushing it more, you're pushing for more death. But they destroyed babies. This is stillbirths, miscarriages. I'm going to give you stuff about children too. Give you some headlines from the expose, but let's give you a little more from the InfoWars show on the new vaccine data that was, some of this data has been out for a while too, but on the stillbirths and miscarriages.
So we did this live on air a year ago showing you the vaccine adverse reaction, as you can see. And it was already the same case. Now, why is the number actually half of what it was last year? Because people aren't getting the vaccine anymore. They know the vaccine has been a disaster. They know the vaccine is killing people, causing heart problems, neurological problems, stillbirths, all this stuff. So they're not getting the vaccine as much. That's why the number is going back down. So clearly the COVID-19 vaccine killed a bunch of babies in the womb by the thousands. By the thousands. That's just in the womb. Imagine what it does outside of the womb. That's also in the tens of thousands. But if you shared any of this information, you were censored on Twitter, even though you were right. Australia, COVID-19 vaccine injury payouts could reach $77 million. It's going to be more than that when it's all said and done. And that's just Australia. Former Democrat candidate who said, I don't give an F what happens to anti-vaxxers, dies suddenly while walking dog. Yeah, that's a real shame. Only he could see, if only somebody could have shared the information with him on Twitter, maybe he would have been able to not die. mRNA vaccines injure the heart of all vaccine recipients and cause myocarditis in up to 1 in 27, new study finds. It's a complete disaster, folks. Again, we're 2 years into this now. We have some clinical data. We have some raw human intelligence data. You probably know someone vaccine injured. We know that 7% of people that get a COVID-19 vaccine experience injury, and pretty much every deceased body that shows up at the mortician, at the morgue, they're pulling out when they take the liquids out of the body, they're pulling out 5 foot, 6 foot long clots that aren't blood clots. They're what's called fiber clots because they've never seen them before, all in vaccinated individuals. But here's the good news. Here's the good news. If the eugenicists win and kill us all and collapse civilization, are you going to be able to eat anything? Yes, because 3D printed steaks, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be eating steak forever. Just get one of those 3D printers.
Yeah, that's crazy. And they go into the 3D printed steaks, but I don't have time to go into that. Folks, here's some headlines. I don't have time to give you the articles on this completely, but the headline will give you everything you need to really know, but we'll have a link to the expose of these articles as I give you these headlines. Here's the first headline I'll give you from the expose. Why have deaths among children across Europe increased by 755%? Think about that, folks. 755% since the EMA approved the COVID vaccine for kids. That is death across Europe. That's bodies of children. Understand, we say these numbers. I want you to picture the bodies piling up, because that's what is really happening. The bodies are piling up, 755% increase. You can't make this stuff up. And here in the United States, they are salivating to get your child jabbed. But they're good people and they care about you. They only are campaigning, all of their candidates in the Democrat Party, to murder as many children in the womb as possible as pro-abortion people. They tell you every single day in their campaign, you turn your TV on, you will see a Democrat, if you watch for 10 minutes, talking about how they're for killing babies in the womb. And then when I tell you they're killing children with the vaccine, these people would never do that. Never in a million years. As they tell you they love killing children. They campaign on it. Oh, it's frustrating. One more headline from the expose. Take a look at this one. COVID vaccinated young adults are 92% more likely to die than unvaccinated young adults, according to the UK government. That's government data. This is young adults, not old adults, not senior citizens. Young adults, 92% more likely to die than the unvaccinated. Don't believe it? They back it up with all sorts of data at the expose. There will be a link under this video to look at the article, and you can look at all the data, the charts that they give, proving that that's not just a sensationalized headline. That's a headline created from government data. That's what it is. Folks, get right with God, because how much longer will God allow this crap to go on? I don't know. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I told you that because I love you guys. See ya! Hey guys, have you ever checked out the Daniel Natal Show at thenewamerican.com? If you haven't, you need to. It's very highly intellectual. It's very unique in the way that it comes at the issues of the day. I mean, when I say highly intellectual, what I'm saying is of course, if you put me and Daniel in the same room, Daniel's the smartest guy in the room. Daniel's probably the smartest guy in the room in almost most rooms that he enters. So check out the Daniel Natal Show. It is really cool. You will like it. Check it out at thenewamerican.com.